Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
Over the holidays, my family and I all had a cold that we spread around. One of us would get better, and the next day, the next person would have it. Then they'd get better than I. Now I was the one stuck with it at the end. And even though I eat clean and exercise and get plenty of sleep, sometimes they can get you. But what are some good integrative remedies for colds and flu? Something that I probably should have done, but glad to know the info now. We've got the wonderful Dr. Patrick Frantalone on the show. He is one of the few integrative physicians with a medical degree, as well as being a registered herbalist with the American Herbal Guide. Dr. Frantalone, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Good question on cold and flus.
Yes, especially because I'm at the end of one. You can still hear it a little bit in my voice. It wasn't a complete knockout. It didn't like wipe me out, but it was enough that it put a damper on the holidays, that's for sure. So tell us some things we can do.
Well, most people, when they hear about cold and flus, they right away go for echinacea and golden seal because it's readily available in most pharmacies. You take it. I think it's great to know about it. I think it's great to take it. Unfortunately, you don't know the kind of echinacea and golden seal you're getting. Golden seal is a very expensive herb. It's been adulterated, which means it's been mixed up with a whole bunch of other herbs. But it does have antiviral and antibacterial properties. So if you take it short term when you first feel sick, that's a great remedy to decrease the cold survival. Meaning, so if you would have taken it when you first got sick, you might not be sick right now. So it decreases the actual cold staying in the body. So we like echinacea and golden seal. Another thing that people go for, which is homeopathic, is it's called oscillium, which they're little pellets, homeopathic, that come in little packets. You get them over the counter in every pharmacy now. Homeopathic means it's not an herb, but it's a diluted herb, and it works with the body's energy. And people take that at the start of the cold. Little tubes of pellets, about 10 pellets, three times a day for 3 days, cold gone, never starts.
Are you talking about Boiron's oscillococcinum? Do you mean that remedy?
Yes, we call oxillium. That is it, correct.
Yeah, no, it's so a great remedy, actually. Yeah, I love Boiron. I love homeopathics.
And you have to take it at the beginning of the flu. Now, the other homeopathics that I use is, these are all by Boron, but sometimes I use Heal. You got Nux Vomicum, you got Colostrum, Colostrum. These are all that I use. It depends on how the cold presents. So in my practice, when someone wants a cold, I'm not the doctor to give you an antibiotic. Don't come to me if you want an antibiotic.
That brings me to my next question. I want to talk about, you're an integrative physician. Just tell our audience a little bit about what that means to be an integrative physician, because you're an MD as well, correct? Just give us a little bit of a background on yourself.
So basically, I'm conventionally trained in internal medicine and cardiology. My first practice was with Dr. Robert Atkins, who was the big diet maven for the high-protein, high-fat diet. And after he passed away, I went to study with Andrew Weil, who is the first one to have a three-year fellowship in integrative medicine. So we learned from Andy Weil all these different alternatives for many diseases. And when you leave that fellowship, you're certified in integrative medicine, but you then have to find your own, where do you fit in this integrative world? Like, do you want to do supplements? Do you want to do vitamins? I chose to do herbal medicine, so I then took another certification to get certified, and now I'm a registered herbalist with the American Herbal Guild. So I'm one of the few MD-RHs in the country, so I mix the best of conventional medicine, which I was trained, with my knowledge of herbs, homeopathy, supplements, all things. So I'm like I'm the person that puts it all together.
That is so cool. Now, Dr. Frantalone, one thing that I did that did help, I think, shorten the duration of my cold is every day, I should say my husband did for me, he would make me a smoothie with raw garlic, cayenne, lemon, kale, and water. And it actually tasted pretty good. It definitely didn't want to be around me because I smelled, but...
But that's a great remedy. See, now, garlic, I wrote a paper on garlic in a conventional journal about 4 years ago, published. Garlic has great antibacterial, antiviral, antioxidant properties. It's also anti-inflammatory. Then you throw in cayenne. Again, these are culinary herbs that people know for the kitchen, but they're plants that we use in the kitchen and outside the kitchen. So garlic could be great for the cold, but the question is, your husband did it right. He put it in, made it into a smoothie. Garlic, people don't know, you're supposed to cut the garlic, let it sit for 10 minutes. That makes the active allicin, which is in the garlic, active against the cold and the flu. People who just chew garlic and don't let it sit for 10 minutes, they're not getting the activated allicin. So garlic's really important herb. But a lot of the things in your kitchen can be used for cold and flu. Ginger, turmeric, all great. A nice soothing cup of ginger tea with honey, raw honey, could be great for the flu. Apple,
you know, it's interesting vinegar. That you say that, Dr. Francione, because every morning my husband has a drink with turmeric and ginger and cinnamon, and his cold lasted 2 days, whereas ours lasted about five.
Again, he actually did really good. I mean, think about it. He picked everything from the kitchen that's herbal, yeah, that works on colds, flu. Not only that, it helps his bones. The turmeric is great for bones. It's good for muscle pain. It's great for sinuses. So he really, the cinnamon helps keep away the sugar. The cinnamon blocks insulin, and insulin causes diabetes. So too much insulin, too much sugar in the diet. So basically, by taking cinnamon, he stopped his cravings for sugar. And what do we do when we have a cold and flu? Some of us starve the flu. Sometimes we don't. But it really helps you balance your sugar when you have the cold and flu.
So listen, I would love to know, you know, we don't have very much time left. We only have a couple minutes left. But I'd love to know, let's say, notwithstanding what we spoke about today. This is Andrea, by the way. What would be your top, let's say, three herbs that you love to treat people for when it comes to cold and flus? What should people absolutely have in their medicine cabinet at home?
I would have nettles, stinging nettles, not nettles root, because it's great for sinuses. Okay. That's one thing. I would have elderberry because it's for cough.
Okay. Yeah.
And I probably have yarrow, which is archilia, and that's for the actual infection. Now, yarrow, which is a berberine, so your berberine-type plant. So those would be my top three, because you could get everything, fungus, viruses, and bacteria by having that combination. The elderberry, a lot of kids take it. They love it because it's great in cough syrup.
There's now, could you put any of these – sorry to interrupt you. Can you put any of these herbs on your skin as well, or are these to be taken internally? Yeah.
You could take them as capsules or as teas. I prefer a cup of tea. For kids, I would prefer a tincture, but the tincture for the kids would have to be in glycerin, not in alcohol.
I
took elderberries, I crushed them, boiled them down, and I made them into an elderberry tincture that I gave away for Christmas to all the cousins that have kids, so when they get sick, they have elderberry syrup.
I love that. That's
so great. Nice.
So it's a nice Christmas gift, little bow on it. And, you know, that you could make elderberry. You could actually do the tincture in alcohol, but I'm not going to give a young child alcohol. So I like the glycerin. The only problem with the glycerin is it's sugar. But that's the only way you're going to get a child to take some herbal medicine, if you make it a little sweet for them.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Don't taste well.
That's a really good point. Now, Dr. Tell us where people could find you. Like, if someone wanted, because I mean, I know if I lived in your city, you'd be my doctor. Like, I love the fact that you're integrative.
Totally, me
too. Oh yeah, like, so I mean, they're far and few between to be able to find people like you. So let's tell people where you're at and where they could find you.
Well, they could find us on fratellomedical.com. It's FRATELLONE medical.com. That's our website. I write a daily blog from there. So we wrote about funguses today. And our teas are available on Martha Stewart. So you could search Martha Stewart for Herbaceous Gardens, and you could get a cold and flu tea that we talked about.
Okay. I love that. That's awesome. Well, we would love to have you back on if you're willing to come back on, because I think this is so important. And I love having an integrative physician on our show, because that's really what we're all about. Well, thank you, thank you, thank you, Dr. Fratellone. Thank you for coming on our show today.
Okay, bye.
I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay well, and please check out our past shows on RadioMD.com/Naturally Savvy.